This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. U.S. President Joe Biden hosted Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida and Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. on Thursday, aiming to send a clear message to Beijing that it must stop behaving aggressively against its South China Sea neighbors. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wittakuswara has this report.
Ramped up aggression in the South China Sea, with Chinese Coast Guard vessels deploying water cannons and performing other dangerous maneuvers on Philippine boats.
Any attack on Philippine aircraft, vessels, or armed forces in the South China Sea would invoke our mutual defense treaty.
China's so-called gray zone tactics of intimidation, including ramming into ships, fall dangerously close to triggering the mutual defense treaty between Washington and Manila. Marcos did not publicly mention China, but couched his words in diplomatic terms often used to target Beijing. Patsy Wittakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
The drying up of Western military support for Ukraine in recent months has left the city of Kharkiv dangerously unprotected. Sean Hogan from Reuters has more.
Just 18 miles from the Russian border, a missile can reach the city in under a minute. Western military support has dried up in recent months. A vital U.S. military aid package has been stuck in Congress amid Republican resistance, leading Kharkiv dangerously unprotected. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky continues his appeal for more air defense supplies, and this week said almost a quarter of Kharkiv has been destroyed. He's accused Russia of reducing the city to rubble to clear the way for troops to advance. With Russia intensifying aerial assaults on Ukraine's power network in recent weeks, Kharkiv has suffered rolling blackouts lasting up to 12 hours a day.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Several people have died after storms flooded parts of Kenya. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The UN says heavy rains pounding different parts of Kenya have led to the deaths of over a dozen people and displaced some 15,000. Forecasters warn the more rains can be expected until June. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, citing the Kenya Red Cross Society, says nearly 20,000 people have been affected, including an estimated 15,000 displaced. The East African country has seen thousands of people killed by flooding in previous rainy seasons, mostly in the lake region and downstream of major rivers. The Kenya Red Cross Society has told the AP that five major roads have been cut off by floods. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
British and Spanish foreign ministers met in Brussels for a new round of talks over the status of the disputed territory of Gibraltar following Britain's exit from the European Union. In a statement later, they said the talks Friday were productive and significant progress was made. They agreed to continue talks over the coming weeks to conclude an agreement. The meeting was between Spanish Prime Minister José Manuel Albares, Britain's David Cameron, and European Commission Vice President Mauro Sefcovic in Brussels. All sides are eager to clinch a deal before European elections in June. Britain left the European Union in 2020 with the relationship between Gibraltar and the bloc unresolved. An Israeli man who was arrested in Malaysia last month carrying six guns and dozens of bullets pleaded not guilty in Kuala Lumpur court on Friday to charges of unauthorized trafficking and possession of firearms, according to his lawyer. Reuters correspondent Diane Tao reports.
Malaysia police said last month Shalom Avitan was arrested carrying six guns and nearly 160 bullets. Authorities said the 38-year-old arrived in Malaysia mid-March from the United Arab Emirates on a French passport. They said officers arrested him late March at a Kuala Lumpur hotel with a bag carrying the weapons and that he produced an Israeli passport upon questioning. If convicted, Avitan could face up to 40 years in prison, as well as caning. Officials have said Avitan claimed he was in Malaysia to hunt down another Israeli citizen over a family dispute.
Polish lawmakers have voted to continue work on proposals to lift a near total ban on abortion, a highly divisive issue in the traditionally Roman Catholic country. Poland has one of the most restrictive abortion laws in Europe. Members of the lower house of parliament, the Sejm, voted on Friday to work on four separate bills. Two of them propose legalizing abortion through the 12th week of pregnancy in line with European norms. One plan proposes decriminalizing assistance for a woman who terminates a pregnancy. And a fourth would keep a ban in most cases but allow abortions in cases of fetal defects, a right that was eliminated by a 2020 court ruling. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.